In one sense, Christopher Paul Stelling is always ready to tour. He drives a Ford Transit van with a lofted bed in the back and bins of albums, shirts, and buttons beneath, along with a makeshift lounge behind the front seats.
I got that with 25,000 miles on it. It's got 155, and I got it in 2017, and I didn't tour last year. You kind of use vehicles like Kleenex.
On this day, he's pulled the van into the parking lot of Summit Coffee in the River Arts District and walked to a nearby picnic table to talk about the path to his newest record titled Forgiving It All. Double down, my friend, from here it gets so hard, worse. If we're already there, won't get a second chance to rehearse. Through six albums, relentless and opportune touring, a high-profile collaboration, and sustained sobriety all over the past decade, Stelling's become one of Asheville's better-known singer-songwriters.
It's kind of a fool's errand to think of this as a career. You have to think of it, if it's going to work mentally, as a privilege and a thing that you are invited to participate in. You're always in a state of earning it and earning it again.
Stelling grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida, and he returned there last year to his grandmother's house, emptied after her death, to record what would become the intimate and introspective Forgiving It All.
I mean, this was a house that held a lot of memories for generations of my family, and a lot of pain and a lot of energy and emotion. So it was really special for me to be able to go there alone, set up and record these songs. Before you stumbled on me, I was so alone. This record is just me and the guitar, but then if you see my space, you notice there's lots of noisemakers and contraptions and parade drums and kalimbas. And there's another side of me that likes making more art-based sound collage and experimental music.
Still, Stelling has earned his fans by threading the needle of country blues influences such as Mississippi John Hurts, Skip James, Sunhouse and Booker White, and the staples of American folk, Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan. Without music, his lyrics stand a la carte as wry poetry, wrought with personal discovery and socio-political observation. Used to holler the curse till I was red in the face. I whispered in the ear while you twist your lace. Bottle it up till it's about to burst. You can live ever if you're driving the hearse.
There's a channel in there somewhere in the brain that when a turn of phrase kind of emotionally resonates with you, it kind of rings a bell. There's kind of a convergence of a feeling, a turn of phrase, and possibly a musical idea. They all kind of come together, and one feels compelled to chase that down the hole and hopefully bring back something lasting.
In 2016, Ben Harper invited Stelling to open shows for him at some of the most iconic concert halls in North America, exposing Stelling to new fans and wider critical acclaim. Harper produced Stelling's album titled Best of Luck, which came out a month before the start of the pandemic.
He had just gotten sober soon before that too, and I was definitely inspired by that, and I just knew it had to happen. I felt like going into that project, I needed to be in a little bit more vulnerable of a place and in a little bit more of a possession of my faculties. When you get sober, people love to ask you how you feel, and it's not great, it's everything. I feel everything. I feel good and bad and ugly and unhealthy and healthy and great all at once. And that kind of makes a certain emotional palette available to you.
In 2006, Stelling followed friend and graffiti artist Dustin Spagnuolo to Asheville, but 2 years later found himself busking on the streets and subways of New York City. He returned to Asheville with his partner in 2017.
My partner and I definitely missed the no-holds-bars attitude of the city. That fed me for a long time, just like whiskey fed me for a long time. But this is a bit more healthier. I sure am glad I was here for the past year and a half. We've gotten older, you know? We had dogs now.
With his touring van at the ready, Stelling is still cautious about the changing nature of the pandemic and is choosing to only book small clusters of shows at a time. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.